my yavid lei. According to Rabbi Akiva, that we're not learning out like it says in our Mishnah that has limud a korban pesach to all other kachim that has brought minachulin, because according to Rabbi Akiva, other rabbi, by pesach we do not know it. We learn out all kachim from the chatis. If so, what does the pasuk mean to teach us of after pesach? What are we learning out from the word pesach that it says boker ritzoyin? What does it say of the word boker ritzoyin here? Either korban pesach only comes from tzoyin, not from boker. Samura says yes. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, I tell you, me boiling little look at the Rav Nachman. But neither for Rav Nachman talocha. The Yom Rav Nachman. Omer Rabba Vavua, me nine, how do we know to say? Lamois or Ha Pesach. Shekor Shlomim. If you have a leftover Korm Pesach that you did not use yet. So if you want to shech the nine, you bring Lashem Shlomim. Shinema the Pesach says, Vizovachta Pesach Lashem Lokecha. Tsoin Luboko. Shech the Korm Pesach and bring from it either Tsoin Luboko. The question is, I valoyin pesach bo elam and akvosim and minizim. I, a real korban pesach could only be brought from either a lamb or goats, not from bakor. Elo, the pasuk means to teach us, moisera pesach, we have a korban pesach left over after pesach, yehen ledover, it should be brought, yehen ledover abo minatsonim and abakor, it should be brought for korban shlomim, that's brought, shlomim you could bring either from bakor or from tzoyim. So that's what the Kiva does with this pasuk to teach us, that the moisera, the korban pesach, is brought l'shem shlomim. Now the Gemara asks, is it true that we need this pasuk for? Is it true? But mehoche nafko me diavud ishmul. We're not from avud ishmul. Now we're not from avud ishmul. The sefer says in minat zayin kabbana l'zavach shlomim. The yom avud ishmul that the pasuk teaching us tov rabo minat zayin yel zavach shlomim. That something that comes minat zayin only means a korban pesach should come out to be a korban shlomim. As a real korban shlomim can be brought from bakor also. So why does the pasuk say here in minat zayin? Means it teaches that a korban pesach could change over to become into a shlomim. So we have a second pasuk. What do we need the first pasuk for? And another question: v'yakati still mehoch nafkah from these two pesukim mehosam nafkah. There's a third pasuk for a tiny bit like this. The pasuk says keves bring a lamb l'rabbis as a pesach la'alya. When you bring a korban pesach from a lamb, you have to make the amurim from the aliyah, the tail is also burnt. Ki shewayim the im keves, and the pasuk says, im keves, lovi pesach shavrish nosoi. A korban pesach that's over a year old already, it's not fit to be brought for korban pesach anymore. Ush or else ushlamin, haboyim machmas pesach. Any korban pesach used to make into a korban shlamin, teach us lechol mitzvah shlamin. That now this korban pesach that changes over to be a korban shlomim has all the mitzvahs of a korban shlomim. Meaning to say, she yitunu smicha, you have to have smicha now, or nesachim, it's bring a mincha with it, or tenufa chazav v'shoik, you have to lift up chazav v'shoik. Kishuayim, now the pasuk says, v'yimeiz, it says v'yimeiz, a goat. Hifsekinyin, there's a break here. Limud to teach us, aloeiz, that the goat, sheinatuna alya, you do not have to burn the alya when you bring the korban pesach from a goat. But our korpos, about korponim are coming out now, tlosi kroi ksiva. True, we talk have and we need three psukim to teach us this yisoid, that a korban pesach is not brought for pesach, could be brought for shlomim. And the chiddush is like this, chad, one pesach is li over zmanoi, when it passed by pesach already, and also li over shnosoi, where the animal now was over a year old. So there's two things wrong, it's not the zman, and it's not fit for korban pesach. V'chad, another pasuk is li'ovr z'man as after Pesach, but li'ovr shnosa, it's not a year old yet. So maybe it can still be used for Pesach Sheni, k'mash when you can still bring it for Shlomim. V'chad, the third pasuk is the li'ovr z'man of li'ovr shnosa, it's before Pesach now. It didn't go by Pesach yet, and it's not a year old yet. So tzrich, I need all three pasukim. The Ashmin, if we just hear one pasuk of over zman of Yovr Shnosoi, where it's after Pesach, and it's after a year old already, Mishum Diyitchen Elagamri, this korban is not fit for korban Pesach anymore. That's why it could be brought for Shlomim. Abu, but maybe in the case just over zman it's after Pesach, but Yovr Shnosoi is not a year old yet, the Chosla Pesach Sheni can still be brought for Pesach Sheni. Eimaloi, maybe you cannot use it for Shlomim, but maybe you have to wait to Pesach Sheni. Kamash Mula knows, since it passed by Pesach, you could bring it for Shlomim. Now, the Yashmin of Uda just hear these two psukim of Rizmanoi, Floy of Rishnosoi, the Yitchilei mi Pesach Rishon, because our Koponim is pushed away from Pesach Rishon. That's why you can bring it for Shlomim. Ah, Floy of Rizmanoi, Floy of Rishnosoi, but in the case where it's before Pesach, and it's not a year old yet, the afilu lePesach Rishon nami chazi, that this carbon really is fit to be left over and used for Pesach Rishon, maybe you cannot use it for Shlamim. A Moloi Tzricha, that's when you need to start. Pesach teaches no, still it could be used for a carbon Shlamim. So that's why I need three psukim for these three chedushim that are left over even before a carbon Pesach could be changed over to be made into a carbon Shlamim. Now the Mishnah says, "Kol kabonas hatzibor, v'yah yochid boyim minoritz mechutz loritz." Any carbon, whether it's a yochid or a tzibor, it could be brought from an animal that was raised in Eretz Yisrael, or an animal that's raised in chutz loritz. Min achodesh from an ayoshin, from this year's crop, from last year's crop, chutz minoymer. Only a carbon oymer u'shtei lechem as brought on shvuas and the yevron Pesach. Shein boyim melam min achodesh. They have to come from the new crop. Uminoritz, only from crop that's grown in Eretz Yisrael. The yomer was from the new barley, and the shtelech was from the new wheat. V'chula meinem boyim melam min amufchar. The yol could only come from good crop, mufchar, the best. V'yezel mufchar shlehem, what's called the best of them? Machnis v'zotcha alfa l'soilis. So the kids together, the Mishnah is saying, v'chula here really means all the menochis, is einem boyim melam min amufchar, only comes from the best wheat, and the best oil. V'yezeu milcho, what's called the best oil and the best flour? Mikumus or mizonicho. So some say mikumus as the shame of an ear, same of a place. It's brought down in Shmuel. Was in a sale. Some agur says nucho. So that's also some old. This is called the city. This is the best place where it's grown. Alfa lasoilus. So in this place, alfa, that's the best place where you get flour. Shnielhem, what's the second best? Chafarayim. Badiko, that's the second best place where to get the wheat. Now, kol ha'rotzayis ha'yiksheris, really all the land in Eretz Yisrael is kosher. Elamikano yimivian, these places here were the best places to bring it from. That's where they used to bring both the Seilis and the Shemin from these cities. Gemara says now, mas nisna mishnah loki, not like this tano, the tani we learned. Oymer habo min ayoshen kosher, vayim is brought from last year's crop, still is kosher. The same thing, shteylechem aboyis min ayoshin, shteylechem brought from the old crop, also ksheirus. Ela shechisa mitzvah soimer, as shechisa mitzvah, you're not doing the mitzvah min amufchor. Why does the Tana say this way? Oymer dechsev takrevis minchas v'kurecho, v'yaflulu min aliyah. Means even from the barley that's in the attic upstairs, he's stored away for a year already. That's how this Tana learns, even min ayoshin, so is kosher. Shteylechem dechsev v'mesh v'seichem tovi. They could have to bring the wheat that was grown in Eretz Yisrael, v'loim in chutz loretz. That's one drasha. V'mash v'sechem afilu min aliyah. As long as it's in Eretz Yisrael, as long as it's, even if it's in an aliyah, means the attic, again, stored away for a year. So, that's how this Tana learns. It could be brought for the effort from Yoshin. For the Gemara Ayah Fikta, we already use v'mash v'sechem to Eretz Yisrael. How do we know min aliyah? On the Quran, the Pesach says, Taviyo afilu min aliyah. That's the drasha. V'ashtelechem says the word Taviyo is even from old crap. For the more no, for me boiler, we need the pasuk to view shekol shat to maybe mimoka machar hereya kizeh. When any place you bring it from another place, still it's the same halacha as like this one. We had before shekol shat to maybe every time you're making the chametz mimoka machar hereya kizeh, it has to be the shear of an isaron. So we use the word to view to teach us how much flour you have to use for mincha. Smur says true m kena salicht of kro tovi. My toviu shramina tatikita both alachis. So that's what this town holds, that the shtelechem of the evidence kosher from Yoshin. I voksid the post says racist, it says mash for the new year's crop, but it says a sonal mitzvah. I exit chadosha, mash more so only this new fresh crop. Homivoda like the time like we learned. Rebbe Nosam of Kiva Amru, shtelechem aboyis mina Yoshin ksheris. If shtelechem is brought from last year's crop, still is kosher. Ah, you saw a man in the kind. What do we do with the pasuk chadosho? It means to say shetei chadosh lechol amnoches. That it should be the first word from all the mnoches. So where's that? Can lepligi ele bechodish? Al boros lepligi. That is no machlekes. Only machlekes. But the evidence is a kosher from Yoshin or not. But everybody agrees that it has to be brought from the peiros grown in Eretz Yisrael. All right, we'll stop over. We'll stop here. We'll continue over this gemara again. We'll show the next tape.
You're holding that paid dollar or manalaf on top. Just last Gemara, the Shaila was, again, that our Mishnah said that the Shtei HaLechem and the Yomer could only come from Tfuah that's grown in Eretz Yisrael and from Tfuah Chadosha, not from Yoshin. And then the Gemara brought down that the Machlokes Tanoim, that there is a Tana that says no, that both the Yomer and the Shtei HaLechem, even with growth from Yoshin, from last year's Tfuah, still Yoyotza. The last question was, I, it says the word Rashis. Gemara says that was only the mitzvah. It says Tziv Chadosha, which is Mashma Minchat Chadosha, that the Shtei HaLechem has to be from the new crop, the first one. Gemara says no. Homi Bono Likratani, like we learned, that Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Kiva Omru, that Shtei HaLechem HaBoyis Min HaYoshin Kshervis, that if you bring the Shtei HaLechem from the wheat of last year's crop, still Yiyotzit Kosho. If so, Omani Mekayim Chadosha, what do we do with the word Ari? It says Mincha Chadosha, Mashmas for the new crop. It just means to say Shtei HaChadosha L'chol HaMenachos, that you're not allowed to use the new crop to make a mincha on the Mizbeach until first you bring the Shtei HaLechem. And Echnami, the Shtei HaLechem itself could be brought from last year's crop, but the new year's crop you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach for mincha until after you bring the Shtei HaLechem. That's what this time argues in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says Ad Kan Le'Pligi Ela B'Chodesh. It's only a machlekes when the Mishnah says that it has to be from Chodesh. So this time in the Gemara is not like that, that the Omer, the Shtei HaLechem, could be brought from last year's crop. Now let's hop at the Gemara and ask Tei Dal.